Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go.
Hey.
Welcome to the Kino Tri Show. Whether it's ratchet or inspirational, dope or disturbing, let's talk about it. You never know who'll stop through. This dude's worldwide. So kick your feet up, relax, and let the libations flow. It's the Kino Tri Show. All the cool kids are listening. Don't be a Stanley.
I'm a Stryker. My mom. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Kino Tri Show. I'm here with my partner in crime, Jamil Harley, a.k.a. Young
Shot
Bay.
Fired.
We got a celebrity hairstylist, Tony Neal, sitting in. And today's feature, who want to come through and spit that game, is Kiana Danse.
I'm speaking.
Or Dancy, I'm sorry.
That's
Dancy.
All right. Everybody always want to make it. But it is Dancy. That's it's just Dancy.
Okay, what's going on with you? It's been a while since I've seen you. I know last time we talked, you was traveling
the
country.
Somebody tell me which camera to look in, because I need y'all to get all this.
straight ahead.
I'm working, I'm grinding, I'm all over. A lot of things going on. All of them I cannot reveal today. But I can't give you everything.
No, you...
Right.
Because I'm going to steal it. Or whatever you give me, I'm going to take
it. Whatever. Well, yeah.
In a purse.
Right. No dope. But I do got something that sting you.
Don't play. So, I want to always give a shout out to the Atlanta Falcons, man. They lost another one.
Okay, listen. I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. I love y'all. I ride or die. I stopped buying season tickets a long time ago because y'all are disappointed, break my heart. I get all excited, make me pee my pants. I be all wet. And then I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like a dude. He disappoints you. You know what I mean? I can't go through that. I can't allow myself to keep going through this. I'm done with the Falcons. My little brother played for the Broncos, so I'm now a Broncos fan.
The Broncos is doing
their thing. You've been disappointed before.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be good.
Ah. I can't talk like that. Not right now.
Because you married. You got something going on?
Yeah,
okay,
I got something going on. Something real big.
That's cute.
You got something going on, don't you?
I mean, I don't really know you like that. I don't really know you like that. So pardon me. I don't know you like that, so I don't know.
But we just got out of things. Spend time with the family? Did you get some family time in?
Okay, so let me explain. See, I come from a small family. Like, just me, my mother, and my little brother, right?
Right.
And so we typically don't have a lot of people over because we're funny acting. And I'll tell you, we are funny acting people, but we don't mean them. But, you know, we're kind of like, it's us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when you come over, we like, how long are you going to stay? You know what I mean? Like, we already, and me and the crazy thing about it, we really don't, like, invite you. Like, hey, we cooking. That don't mean come over. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, we saying we cooking, but that wasn't for you to come over.
I put all the plates away and put all the styrofoam out.
Girl, you don't understand. And then we don't really mean it. Like, I'm really acknowledging the fact that we are funny acting. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I was like, girl, you came over. You came over casual. One of my girlfriends came over with, like, lounge clothes. Girl, no.
She came with an overnight bag.
It was so tight. So, to answer your question, we did cook and we did invite people over. To my surprise, it was like 15 people.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, how long are they going to stay? For real.
Well,
but it was good.
Did they
we
come
had
with
time.
Something in hand? You know, you got some empty handed votes.
They did come with something in hand.
Okay.
We had a lot of pop. We don't really drink pop, but we had a lot of pop. People brought a lot of pop. Somebody brought a ham.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, you from here?
Cleveland, Ohio.
I was about to say,
pop. Yeah, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio originally, but I grew up. Atlanta, so I am a peach. If you beat me, I drip a little. Okay,
I'm saying pop, you don't.
No, I'm from the South, baby. Because when I go home to Cleveland, Ohio, I be like, y'all niggas still here? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Don't you be it's cold, and it's not only cold, but people are still in the same positions that they were when you left. Like, I left Cleveland when I was 8 years old, baby. baby, I'm a peach. I don't want no parts of Cleveland. When I go home, I'll be like, somebody get my purse and get me out of here.
I see the same crackheads walking down the same street.
They don't die.
Yeah, the crackheads don't die.
They don't die. And then my cousins, I mean, but, you know, I have a lot of progressive cousins. You know, I have the kind of cousins that's half and half. You know, like hood, straight up hood, like stealing power from the neighbor. And then I got progressive black family. You know, one is a judge, a doctor. So it's like when they come together, you don't know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, she thinks she all that. You know what I'm talking about? She do. She earned it. You know what I mean? And I do too, and I'm ready to go.
That's cool, because some people don't have any family. Like my wife's family is all in Texas.
You heard that? He dropped it. Yeah. My wife's family.
No,
okay.
My wife's family all in Texas. My family's in Louisville, up that way. So the mother-in-law came in town, so it was just us.
Ooh, how was that?
My mother-in-law, cool.
What happened? The brother didn't come? Y'all didn't?
No. I got water
with three lemons. Okay.
Well, you know, we're gonna get you some alcohol.
Oh, I need some food. You can't. I can tell y'all. Let me explain something.
You want some cookies?
Oh, okay.
Listen. First of all, I'm not one that you need to get drunk.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. Like, first, I'm struggling with sleeping. I have to sleep. Then you're gonna get me drunk. I keep telling like this one guy, we need to go some drinks. He wanna date me, and I keep telling him, because I turn into a clam. Okay. You think you're trying to get up in his ass? Become more attractive. Like I do if I'm really, really, really tired, but like just on a regular, no. Like half the time I'm not even asleep.
Right.
Girl, I'm like, no.
I gotta get out. She's dying.
Yeah, she's dead.
She's not throwing. She's hyperventilating.
Right. So no, you don't. So I like to the key to my heart is to feed me.
Okay. Okay. So
I don't care what it is.
They got some free cookies up there. I wouldn't trust them.
Why wouldn't you trust a free cookie?
Trust nothing free.
Good. They might. Free, it might be a conspiracy. It might be killing off your eggs. Only got six left. Okay.
Only blacks eat the free cookies.
Right. Let's kill them one at a time.
So my phone is going off the hook while we on air. I'm on air, man. I told you don't call. But anyway, so a lot going on in the city for the holidays, man.
Absolutely.
They are already putting the trees up. The malls is off the chain.
I got my tree up.
Y'all got the tree up? Y'all had it up.
And we typically don't do that, but since my little brother didn't come home, like, so here's the thing. I have one biological little brother.
Okay.
And then I have a whole bunch of god brothers. So my god brother plays for the Broncos, and my little brother is at the University of New Mexico. So he and the Broncos are best friends.
Okay.
So my little brother went to Denver to watch the game and spend the holiday with his brother. So it was just me and my mama, supposedly, and then these other 13 people show up. It was like, but, you know, my mom kind of put the SOS and was like, hey, this is how it happens. I'm going to be honest. Can I be honest?
Yeah, go ahead.
She really did. This is what she did. She said, I really don't want to be bothered. Don't invite nobody. I'm cooking for me and you. Matter of fact, I'm not cooking. Oh, I ain't cooking? Well, I'm going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait. Feel so bad. You know, it's the holiday. People calling, and I'm like, no. Maybe we can invite. So she said what she wanted me to do was to invite, but not really extend the invitation to come to the house. You know, she's like, well, tell them we ain't going to cook. Like, you can invite people, but then you say you don't cook, they ain't going to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, ma, if you invite people, they're going to assume it's going to be some. Girl,
they come to eat for real.
Yeah, potato pie. Don't even say nothing about that potato. When I say Patty ain't got nothing on Miss Dancy's pie,
Patty ain't got nobody.
Mama's pie is bomb, and I refuse. I don't understand why my mom won't sell them. She's just like, I'm not getting into that.
You know what? Sometimes they just don't want to be bothered. My mom could make the hell out of some cakes, but she wouldn't. She would sell to a few, but she didn't want to turn into that business. You know, it's just. Just old school. I done worked already. I ain't got time to be making cakes.
I mean,
and all
soliciting is kind of, it's annoying.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? You want it? Right, you want a pie?
Right. Yeah, you get so many no's. People ain't used to rejection like that.
People used to being rejected. They don't like it.
Not
they used
all
to
the
be
time.
Rejected.
Well, I guess. But.
You mean you ain't got 50 cents for this pie? No, I You ain't got a dollar. Matter of fact, it's free. I'm going to give it to you.
I still don't want it.
Right, that's funny. I want some. I want your mama's side.
You can't have none of my mama's side.
Not like that.
You can't have none of my mama's side. That's a whole. Like, I want some of your mama's side.
Eyelashes went up. I want some of your mama's side.
So she might. She's gonna make some more pies for the Christmas holiday. She's on now. She's fasting. See what my mother do. She go. She's, I don't know what's going on with my mom. She binge, and then she go on this diet. So, everybody in the house is on a green machine diet. I tried to try. She said, come on over and get some of this smoothie. It's going to get you right. You're going to get you, it's going to cleanse you. It's going to make you think clear. I'm like, okay. Anything you tell me is going to cleanse me and make me think clear. That's too much pressure. You know what I'm saying?
And it's probably not
going to
taste
good. Right. So I go over to the house and I see it. It's green. I saw the stuff that she was putting in there, the banana and pineapple and this and that. I'm like, oh, I like those things. You know, I'm thinking it might taste good. Mm-hmm. Maybe I taste this smoothie. I didn't know if I was supposed to sip or chew or I don't know if I was supposed to pour it in my throat. It was too thick. I can't do it. It's too gritty. I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm supposed to scoop it up. I'm done. I don't
what
want no more.
A Vitamix?
She put, she used the right machine. It's the right one. The Ninja.
Okay. The Ninja, okay.
But the issue is she got all these seeds. That I said, if you would have told me you was putting seeds and trees and weeds in there, I would have said no.
Oh, she added that afterwards.
Yes. And she was like, I was like, drink, what am I going to do? It's too much. Like, it's good for you. I was like, I'm over it.
You
got
to give your brain directions. Chew, drink.
Right. It's too much pressure. I was like, I don't know what to do. I need instructions per step. It's too much.
So is it working, her fasting?
Yeah, my mama is fluffy. Okay. At this point in her life, she just to give up. But I'm going to let her believe it's working, child.
If she's sick to that, she'll
really could. She really could. But my mother is a bender. So she'll do this. Like, she is determined. She's going to do this thing, honey. She's going to lose her high five. And then she's going to say, oh, Christmas here. And then she's going to eat the five back on.
Five, like she's going to do a five set.
So she'd be like, I lost not one, not two, but five, bitch. My mom is hilarious. So.
Mom, are you there?
She probably listening because my mother is determined. She ready. She wants to see this. She wants who is Keno Trice trying to put my baby on her radio show?
Well, he wants some of your sweet potato pie, Mama.
And look, it's crazy because my mom actually is one of those who she ready. She ready for me to get famous. Cause she ain't. It ain't no game. As soon as it happens, she gonna be like, "Hey, I quit." You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. My mother is determined.
And you see a lot of people on the red carpet and stuff. They'll bring their mothers to a
I ain't bringing my mama nowhere. My mama don't know how to act.
That'd be the fun part.
Right. Like, my mom is, and I'm doing a lot of talking about my mama. She is one of those women. She's very educated. She has all these degrees. She's all the wells. Well-read, well-traveled, well this, this, that, and other. But she's also the type of woman you can't take nowhere if they don't have chicken and gravy. You know what I mean? Like, she is a they don't have chicken. Like, I ain't eating it. You know what I mean? If it's anything too far left, you know, usually when you're really, really educated, you tend to open your mind to certain things. She's like, I didn't Google them people. They don't wash their hands. You know, it's all those. So she don't play no games, baby.
She said, hors d'oeuvres.
What? Y'all had no chicken? Like, no, mom.
They might have cats or something.
Right, she don't. She don't play. My mom is hilarious. Like, if I would bring her in here, y'all would want to talk to her, not me.
Oh, you should bring her one time.
She's a doll, though. She's a doll.
I love moms, man. My mom passed, so I appreciate everybody's mom around. Like, and sometimes when I'm out, like, a restaurant or something, or somewhere fast food, and there's older women in front, I pay for all this food.
Oh, that's nice.
Just because my mom's she's not here anymore.
That's
spoiler,
nice.
So.
That's
the spirit talking.
She makes it rain at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Right. It's nice.
It's old British. So it's just one of the things I do, man. But we appreciate our mothers, man. Love it while she here.
I take my mom on the red carpet. That's probably the only one I'll take on the red carpet.
Listen, I said I won't, but trust me, she will be there. My mother dressed me. Like, no, she really does. Like, anytime you see me put together, but when on my Instagram, my Facebook, my mother, if my mother did not see that outfit, like, I can be on the road. 17 cities. I was on the road with Rodney Perry and Bounce TV last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this past summer. Every outfit she picked.
Pre-approved.
Oh, cool.
She was like, no, I don't like that on you. Because listen, I'm going to tell you something. If your mama don't like it, and my mother used to dance with Soul Train, so she knows sexy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, oh, put your titties up. No, my mother trying. She like, drop them titties. Take that shirt down. We're trying to get you married. You know what I'm saying? So, it's not that.
Drop them titties.
She's not conservative like, well, she's not gonna have me like sexy. But if my mother be like, oh, Keanu, that make your butt look flat. Like, she'll get you together. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't.
A lot of times it's hard for us to get a true gauge of ourselves. It takes somebody else.
And you want
like
your mom is gonna give you the most.
Well, my mom would have my pants up to my throat. Come on, pull your pants up, son. You look good.
You need your pants pulled up. I like you, mama. Pull your pants up. Because I keep trying to tell her, like, it's nothing sexy about your booty.
No, I don't sex.
Well,
no,
good. Because we don't. I'm a woman.
I like my pants, like, right at where the V should be for a man. I don't have a V.
I don't know about that.
You know the man V?
I know about that. A man V? Yeah. I don't have a man V. What is that? Like, what is it? Why don't you have a V?
You
talk about that. Got it. Okay, I didn't know what we were talking about. I thought we were talking about the back. I was like, I didn't know. Okay, V, back, front. Oh,
yeah,
so we talking about ab work.
Yeah,
okay.
I keep it right below the waist.
Yeah, because that's ain't nothing sexy about your booty hole, honey.
It's funny.
Because we like the front. I like them both.
It's funny you talk about sagging pants, because I was somewhere with you. I don't know if you was telling the story, you actually said it to somebody, but you... No, I think you was telling the story. You said, when I see a dude whose pants are sagging, I'll be like, hey, let me see your booty. And then when I pull it up.
Is what that mean?
Yeah,
yes,
I
just
say you looking at me.
I wasn't sure who he was.
I never said that.
But I really do. I actually call guys out. I'll say, hey, you look so much more attractive if you pull your pants up, and that's really what it takes. Put that on a man,
yeah.
Because like guys these days, and the kind of guys that I like, no, but there's a lot of young men who really don't. And then really don't understand that it's not attractive. First of all, I don't know what happened. Why pants are so small now? They're skinny and hanging. They're sexy. That's too much.
It's only gonna be skinny and sexy.
Girl, I told the boys like I don't like your booty hole. Like it's nothing sexy about that. But I do like them balls. Impress me. Pull your pants up in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like let me see what you're working with. But the back ain't gonna work for me. You know what I mean? And if a woman, if women, if we all kind of come together and own that and say, look, baby, you know, if you pulled your pants up, like I really would talk to you. But until you get that together, because that's a mentality. Your pants hanging off your butt, that says a lot about you.
If the women stop giving them the goods, then that's what she said.
Didn't I just say that? Hello?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, Spike never let us down.
He doesn't.
In my opinion.
I want to see the Spike float.
That's his signature thing.
For the people listening online, if you want to call in and talk live to Kiana or the rest of us, the number is 607-203-5368. We're going to take a short break. You listen to the Keno Tri Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Like your frost. Now you're trying to educate your mind. Fox has been inclined and you never touched a swine. But what about that old fade that just spoken? You're staring me down, but I'm that hoochie you was shouting.
Something I have a black money to catch up on.
Like, I just really, really like last year. Watch Friday too. Don't judge me.
What?
My mama didn't have me on
like,
that. Like, she had me busy.
That
you
black
know what
car
I'm
is about to get revoked.
I was doing things. You know what I'm saying? I was acting.
She was trying to be in black.
Like,
car.
Right. Like, you don't need to watch nothing you ain't in. Like, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen The Last Dragon. I've gotten flack about
what?
That. Yeah, I hadn't seen The Last Dragon. Has everybody seen The
Last
Dragon?
Well, I mean, does it matter if you watched it and you don't remember it?
Right.
That's me.
No, but you can't. Though.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened.
That I can't.
Is that Bruce Leroy?
Yeah.
That,
I could probably
I'm
have all
the Shona, is that the one?
I'm going to have to go back and get and watch them good old
Shona.
Black.
Shona. I ain't seen The Last Dragon. Now, if you haven't seen The Color Purple, now that's a
come
problem.
Come on now.
Oh,
I've seen The Color
yeah.
Purple.
That's a problem. I used to watch that every day after school. Like, I cried every time that Celia's Kids came back.
Hilarious.
You must never
fart,
not keep talking.
I cannot. Thank you.
I watched Coming to America over and over again. That's a classic. I can, like, quote
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
That's my number one favorite movie at all time.
Come on, man. You got to, like, life. Life is...
You
life
go
is
eat
good.
That corn
life
bread.
Is,
yeah.
It ain't.
What?
It's not.
It's not.
You make top 10.
Right.
No.
It's a good movie.
I like life, man. That's my show. Wish I had a spoon right now.
To do what?
But you haven't watched
The
Last Dragon.
I stabbed me
in
Negro.
You said you haven't watched The Last Dragon.
Watched The Last Dragon.
Hey man, okay. I grew up in.
Your top movies are gonna go to be.
You know, I was in Cincinnati. Okay,
what does
man,
that mean?
I didn't get all
Cincinnati
this.
Is black.
I was in 2 hours away.
And I was
Cincinnati
in Atlanta.
In certain parts. The schools I went to were primarily.
Your excuses are not
going to.
Are not going to win.
You're getting no black passes right now.
I was black high school.
We drink skim milk in my house. We drink almond milk.
Almond milk all day. That's what
hilarious.
I do right now. But so Cleveland, when did you leave Cleveland?
I was 8 or 9.
No. Oh.
Like, I don't know. Don't ask
no,
me nothing about
a minute. I'm
what's a minute?
Like 20 years.
Okay. Like, well, you about to been here 20?
I thought she was about to call you a Georgia Peach.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call you no Peach.
I'm a rotten peach. No,
yo, okay.
Hard apple. apple. That's what I am.
Oh, Lord.
No,
let's not do it. No, but you can be a good old peanut.
No. Yeah, no fruit. No fruit. No fruit at all. So the Soul Train Awards just happened. Did y'all watch the Soul Train Awards? I know I didn't.
I did not.
I did watch it. And, you know, usually I don't – I'm struggling right now with my sleep patterns. They're crazy. But I did watch – I caught it in the show, and then I rewatched it. Erykah Badu was some good old –
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I thought she was a dope host. I thought she gave us all characters. She was an amazing, you know, she was very interesting, entertaining, engaging.
Yeah.
You know, Erykah Badu was that. That's all her. So I was very happy to see her doing that.
Right.
What I loved about the Soul Train Awards, it was like phenomenally put together. It wasn't no ratchet. Like when you watch BET Awards, you're like,
what is
this? They didn't take us back 25 years. You know what I'm saying? But the Soul Train Awards, it was on point.
The Soul Train Awards have always, the Soul Train period is probably the only black medium that stays classic.
Oh, you
classic.
Saw that? Black medium. That's
black
cute.
Medium.
That just is consistent with classiness.
Mm-hmm.
I just hadn't seen it in years. Oh. I'm never home when them things are on. Like, people are, oh, I'm watching TV.
Yeah, I never feel like they've been promoted right. Like,
yeah,
this one won't be promoted right. They'd be like, the only time you won't see us act the fool, don't watch this.
Right. That's true.
Oh, yeah. When they got some ratchetness, I feel like, yeah, they got...
Yeah, because they got to buy a... Yeah, that's when you get the commercials.
Well, I'm going to have to see if I can find her online. I'm a fan of Erykah Badu.
Yeah,
I like her music.
She threw all
kinds. I like her weird
vibe.
She
did.
Yeah. I've never had a chance with Erykah because I'm not a rapper. You know, I think she's trying to have all kids.
Wait, how many babies she got now?
Three or four, something like that.
About three different rappers.
TLC,
J
Electronica, Andre from
Outkast. Who are the other two? They're random.
The DLC?
DLC from back in the day.
Yeah, from back in the
okay,
day.
Okay, and then who is J Electronica?
J Electronica.
Who is that?
I don't know who that dude
is.
Who is that?
He's a dope rapper, too. Is he like current?
Yeah.
Is he current?
He's a
kind never of, heard of him.
Never. I have not. Oh, she likes those guys.
Does he have a video or a popular song? I've never heard. Is he main?
Is he on the radio?
Is he Googleable?
Is he Googleable?
Can we? Is he on Facebook?
Yeah, he got
some
hits. He's real dope.
That's cute.
Speaking
so let's talk about me.
Back to her.
But yeah, it was good. I think it was a great representation of us. So I wasn't mad about it at all.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about you.
Yeah, what you got going on, girl? What's going on?
Well, I have a lot of things going on. I'm actually working on a television show. I produced a reality show that got stolen. Shame. I ain't gonna tell you, but it was based on all female comedians, and what is very interesting to me, there's another show that's coming out like it, I think. Something, you know, was interesting. The title was the same as mine. One of my actresses was in the show, and the network that I shopped it with
took it.
Same network. Okay, fine. So we're kind of going through the motions with that, but then also we're you know, when in this industry, you just be prepared for things like that to happen.
Yeah,
so, like, you know, right.
Time.
So now we're just like, oh, okay, it was good enough. Now I know that I'm on to something. So we're looking for other things to produce. So I'm producing.
What
and I'm
like copyright infringement.
So let me explain how that works. No, you have no rights. You know what I mean? I am registered with the Writers Guild. And if you're until you're copywritten, well, it's a long story, and it's going to take way more time than we have.
Yeah.
But I'm protected to a certain extent, but then literally only thing they have to do is change one thing, and when they change one thing, the show is different.
Yeah.
So even if I get copyrighted, it doesn't matter, because there's a million other shows with the same title.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
Wow.
So, I mean, it kind of sucks, but, I mean, it's cool. That just tells me that I'm just that dope. So, I'm working on a lot of different things, and like I said, I'm producing, and at this point, I'm just trying to find something to keep me relevant. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, and when you look at it, you're like, what? Y'all gave her a show again. Who are these people?
Right,
like,
they're
digging up 90s R&B singers and old throwback was that Shade?
You know, as some of you, my friends.
And I love them. Y'all couldn't find nobody new and relevant. I mean, like now. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things going on. And I mean, when I saw Tiffany Pollard, what's her name? From You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the one with
Miss
the mom?
New York,
the crazy
girl.
Mama?
New York.
I was, oh my God, I thought we got rid of her.
No,
she's back.
From kissing on.
Oh boy,
they gave her another show. And I'm like, but why?
Now, with your experience of what happened when they took your ID, is there anything that you learned from that you can safeguard yourself against the next time? Like, was it too many people you talked to?
And, you know, I thought I did all things right because I partnered with a production company that has television shows on TV right now. You know what I mean? Because I was thinking, I'm a small little somebody, so let me partner up with somebody that's bigger than me. Right. The production company I was working with produced Say Yes to the Dress and produced Impractical Jokers. So those are huge shows on TV right now. So some of the things I've learned to do to protect myself is, one, arm yourself to the gods with legal. Like, I have legal, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it's really nothing you can do. You have to make your show as specific to you as possible, because if they steal the show, they steal you. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you taking me too? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
they can't do anything
right.
without
So, like, maybe my title should have been with my name.
Right.
But then it's like,
right.
But then the issue is your name. Who are you? Your name doesn't have weight.
Right.
Mine doesn't have weight yet. So it's so many things that goes into that. So, I mean, the learning process, it's a learning curve. And then the process is just, you know, you have to partner yourself with people you trust, which I did, and I do still. We're you know, at the end of the day, it's just a gamble.
Is that why people who eventually find success, they're so jaded by the time they get success because
Absolutely.
It's such a hard road?
You know, Hollywood is funny. Like,
oh,
I maintain two residencies right now, so I'm back and forth between here and L.A., and it's crazy. That is the first time I said that to anyone. I've been in L.A. for 6 months, and no one knew. Anyway, so there's a lot of things going on in L.A. When you get there, you be like, oh, y'all real life broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are
struggling.
Starving, and they look good and walk and talk good, but, baby, their house is the size of this cup. You know what I mean? They are, or this is all they have is a cup. You know what I mean? So... yes, that is why. The industry can jade you. And then you have to surround yourself around people who love and support you. And as I've said that, and I pray this prayer every day, I pray, God, if I take one step towards you, take two steps towards me. And I always tell him, people that does not need to be around, take them. And when I say that prayer, as jumbled as it was right then, immediately people are coming, falling by the wayside. They're not there anymore. Like, I'm getting closer with Christ. You know what I'm saying? And all my fussing and cussing, I'm still, my life is just, doors are just opening, and the doors that are supposed to open for me are opening for me, and those that are supposed
That's
to stay closed
good.
Are closed. So, yes, to answer your question, the jade is real. Like,
okay.
there is nothing that you can do.
Right. Mm-mm. Damn, I want to cry a little bit.
It's a learning process,
right.
And then you have to learn. So as a business person, man
right.
and woman,
right.
You just have to learn that this industry is perfect example. We're in an industry that's designed to destroy us, to tear me down, specifically as a woman.
Right.
No matter how good I look, how bad I think I am, how beautiful, I'm never going to be enough for this person or that person. So you have to arm yourself with confidence. Like, there's nothing that anybody can say that can tear me down. Like, I am, like, the industry is designed to tell you, oh, you're not good enough. You need to lose weight or pick up some weight. Your hair too long. You're too brown. You're too black. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to come into the room with a shield of assurance.
Yeah.
So
how shaka de de say de 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 yeah yeah
coming in the Honda. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't because at the end of the day, if you allow, if you come in there with the weakness a little bit, just a little bit of
they
crack on
that,
they will
yeah.
exploit that and
mm-hmm.
they will crack, you will crumble.
Yeah.
Right.
You will.
I believe in kind of owning what you do, like,
absolutely.
Instead of waiting on people to give you opportunities, sometimes you got to make your own opportunities.
Well, that's exactly why my show came, because I was working with a show with the Wayans sisters. I didn't tell nobody that either. I was working with Shantae Wayans, Deja Wayans, and a lot of female comedians here in Atlanta. In 2005, we did a reality show, and the show never seen the light of day. It got picked up and dropped from Oxygen. So my thing is, here we are in 2009, we did the show. They picked it up and dropped it. And then I got tired of waiting. And I was like, why am I waiting on somebody to say, hey, you're good enough to be on TV?
Yeah.
I know I'm interested. I got things to say.
Right.
So I created and produced my own show. At the end of the day, what makes the Housewives so much more interesting than what we got going on? Not much. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it's fabricated.
It is.
And a lot of it, you know, they don't live the way we think they live. But it was just an opportunity. It was, and they took advantage of it.
and I'm not mad.
Plus, y'all actually do something with y'all lives.
And I'm not, honey, Nene Leakes, I am not mad at you, boo. Okay.
Oh, she got it. Oh, she hired all the right people. You hear me? All the right people.
Yeah, she got it in. She get it in. I'm watching. Like, she on everything.
They don't have half the team behind them that she does.
And that's what you have to do in the beginning. You have to bring your team with you.
Mm-hmm.
And no, and just kind of have a game plan. Like, when you step it into the thing, like, when I saw it, I was like,
so how do you decipher who to trust? Like, when you meet people, you meet a lot of people. Who do you know who to trust? Do you do the background check? You Google people?
Yeah.
It's
you want to
know
who they are. You do. You do. You want to. You want to ask people. Have you ever done some business with them? I mean, it's a way. I'm a believer in discernment. You just, I'm telling you, people will prove who they are once you pray for it. Like, look, I don't know. Like, I'm confused in my human spirit, and I'm not that. I'm more spiritual than, like, I mean, but my point is, you just have to, at this point, I'm at the door, and I'm like, do I go left, do I go right, do I open this door, do I open that door, and I don't know no better. In my human self, I don't know.
Right.
So you have to just pray on it, you have to have a conversation, like, hey, I need help.
Mm.
You have to ask people, have you ever done business with this person? What do you know about this person?
Mm-hmm.
You watch them, you hold people accountable. If you tell me you're going to do something, you say you're going to do it. When I told you I was going to be here at 7:45, I was outside at 7:15.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. So my thing is, people are
I have a short few. Some of the things.
Chopping off?
I have never seen him pop off.
Not pop off, but if I say
he might go hard on a joke.
Him and then her.
Oh, you just move on to the next.
Yeah, move on to the next.
Yeah, I don't have time for it.
And that might be their corporate background. I come from a world that they don't, no excuses. No excuses. You get it done. Like,
get it done. And you have a deadline.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And people that has to be, like, I have a corporate background, so I used to work for Samsung, and I work for Koreans. So our timelines are different. Like, I'm dealing with people in Korea 10 hours ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they don't care nothing about what you got going on, little brown girl. Get your life together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you need to be grateful that we got you here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of that. Like, so at the end of the day, when you say you're going to do something, your word needs to be your word. That's it. That's it. And that follows through.
Amen.
That's my whole, that's my personal, that's my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta get your business, handle your business out
handle
there.
Your handle business. Your business.
Like,
your
I got a word Sunday night that I could do the show here. And
you was on it.
I was on it. Like, no excuses. I gotta get
call today.
Right.
Like 20 minutes ago.
Yes, you gotta do it. You gotta own it.
And Tony came through. So I'm glad you stopped through, man. I've been wanting to get you on for a long time.
I appreciate you having
me. I asked you about a month and a half ago.
You did.
He was like, no boo-boo.
Really?
I'm too big for that.
I wasn't sure if I was going to be here because I've kind of been going back and forth. It's the holiday season, so I wanted to spend time here with my brother been away in college. Like, I wanted this to be, you know, alone, so during the holidays. So I knew that I would be here. So this is perfect timing. But I always tell people anything that I can do to help anybody, because I'm not in the place where I want to be. I'm not getting a lot of this superstar, and I haven't. Who am I? I'm nobody. You know what I mean? In my opinion. But we're all striving to get ahead.
Yeah.
So anything that I can do to help you or to support,
I love my own way. Me and this chick go way back.
We do.
I met you maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I remember the day we met. We met at Laugh
and
Go.
You
were sitting there quiet. I was like, you were kind of just like, and didn't say much and slipped off somewhere. And then
she was acting funny.
Yeah, I'm acting funny. Because I'm actually very quiet, and people don't understand that, so it can be misread. You know what I mean? But, like, I like to watch and see what's going on. And, yeah, I was in there looking around.
Yeah, I think I just came off stage. You was like, good set. Mm-hmm.
Good job, baby.
Yeah.
And she slipped off into the night.
Right.
And then next time I saw you was on stage, I was like, what? Not the quiet little.
Yeah, I kind of watch. I sit back and watch. You never see, if you do all the loudest person in the room is more than likely the most dumbest person
right.
in the room.
Weakest,
you know what I'm saying? So
the least talented.
Right. So what I tend to do is I scope, I watch, I see what's going on, see what's going on around my surroundings.
I do too. You got to watch. Somebody might rob you. Well, thanks, man. To the people listening online.
Are we done talking about me?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I want to know about this birthday. What's going on with
the
birthday?
Wait,
what?
Yeah,
well, okay, so my birthday is the day after Christmas.
literally born on my grandmother's birthday. So it's always been a big deal to me and my family. And I mean, when I say I used to have massive birthdays, like my 21st birthday, right? 500 hit. Right. So my 21st birthday, I had over 500 people.
Wow.
In Buckhead, when Atlanta was real Atlanta, right?
Wow.
Right before.
Anyway, go ahead.
Right. You know,
you got some bad feelings. You took it to a bad place right now.
And I talked to Ray Lewis. I'm name dropping right now. Okay. I talked to Ray Lewis a lot. And I'd be telling him, I said, you know you messed up Atlanta, right? He's like, man, come on now. So anyway, so the birthdays has always been a big deal for me. So this year, I mean, I'm in December. It's December 1st. And I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet.
It's never too late.
Well, you're right. So last year was real quiet. I just had three girlfriends. We went to dinner. And it was like, I never did. I said, I'm not going to do anything until I get to a monumental birthday. Well, I'm now working out of a new comedy club. Sorry, punchline. I'm at the Atlanta Comedy Theater in Norcross, which is gorgeous.
Yep.
And do something over there. It's real cute. I might do a birthday, but I don't know if to do a show. I'm not really into.
Can we get an invite? Can
do
we?
Do a show.
I will invite you guys, but you know they want to do a roast, and I'm like,
oh,
I'm not doing a roast until I'm on comedy.
Why won't you to talk about me on my birthday?
Right, make me feel horrible.
You ain't had no balls to say.
Right, I think if I ever do a roast, it will be on Comedy Central. Like, I'm going to wait for the big. You ain't going
right.
to do the whole.
Save your good stuff, girl. Save your good stuff.
I will fight.
You'll fight it?
I want a roast.
Oh, red stuff. We're going to get a mark on his face.
Yeah.
Right. So I think I might do a birthday show, and I need to put it together real quick. So tomorrow I'm gonna make some decisions, and I'll let you know. But it will be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. That is our website, by the way, AtlantaComedyTheater.com. And so yeah, I'm very proud of the club, by the way. Very proud of the club.
It's very nice. I came to one of your birthday parties a few years ago. You invited me one. It was a very nice affair, and the people that were there, they were there for you to support you. She got a lot of people who love her.
Isn't that good?
Even though she party acting by admission.
Right, I told you, but at least you know what you get.
Yeah, but the party was nice. Everything was classy all the way. Step and repeat, taking pictures.
We had a good time. You must have came to Scenarios on Roswell Road.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it was nice. We had a good turnout. But they were coming in droves. Like, I invited over 500 people, and it was like 100, then 200, and then down, and then it was 300. I was like, what? And then they was gone. It was just the weirdest thing. Like,
it worked out good that way because
it's not too overcrowded.
Yes, true.
That was a great party. It was a great party.
Thank
I had a few
you.
Drinks.
The drinks, the food, they had the birthday cake. Yeah. Publix, thank you for that cake.
Publix got the best cake.
What? I want a Publix cake at my funeral, my wedding.
Right.
Girl, I want
Publix
cake at my. What else you do?
Lay the bomb.
Ain't nobody gonna touch that cake at your funeral.
Like, Nana said she wants you to eat some cake on her. I'm serious.
Put your picture on it, girl. Put your picture on it.
If I take it back,
take it over to the house.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll be at Atlanta Comedy Theater this week also with Akisunde. He's going to be there all weekend. And we have a lot of dope shows. So I'm working. So I'm blessed. Now I have a home club. I have residency there. So I'm super excited to be. It's a new club. We've only been open for, 10 weeks now? It's been very, very successful. So I'm excited to be there.
I've graced that stage a few times.
Yeah.
Great stage. Always great crowd. And, they doing their thing. And we need more comedy venues in Atlanta.
We need more women
We need more
you don't think
women.
So?
Yeah.
I love
clubs.
Women comedians.
We have Punchline. We have Live.
Are you feeling left out, Kino? Are you?
Improv.
Okay.
All
right.
Don't tell nobody that.
I was like, but we need more comedy from women.
Yes, I do think
funny women.
We need a more feminine voice
in
the comedy world.
Because
there's a lot of females are out there. There's a lot of females in the business, but what are they talking about? You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Like, I stand on stage every day and I say something. When you walk away from my show, I want you to say, hey, she's funny, but let me tell you what she said, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I dropped a little
because
jewel.
That's, you get the most knowledge through comedy.
Right.
Yeah. That's how you teach
people. But,
people.
Y'all hold us to a different standard, though, because as a comedian, y'all come to that show like, I didn't heard that joke before, but you'll go to R. Kelly and Rihanna and let her
listen to the
same song over and over again. And not only that, she'll put the mic to your mouth and make you sing because she's tired.
Yeah.
She's
taking time off.
Right, taking time off. Mm-hmm. But you want me to do something new every time you see me? No.
But I will say, comedians can change the course of history. Like, for instance, Cooch Coupon.
I love it.
Cooch Coupon. And then you got, what was it?
That's a throwback.
I know, but I heard it today.
Yeah.
For real, I heard it today.
Coochie Coupon, that's Def Jam. Who was that?
It was
that
some
said
chick.
That?
Yeah. And then what was the Booty Call?
Oh, Booty Call, yeah. Booty Call. Who coined
it? Is that that's history? It, she's talking about history.
who did that? The one with the big lips.
Y'all got big lips.
Bill Bellamy.
He coined that.
Yeah,
I think you guys.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, love me some Bernie Mac.
Okay.
Yes.
I need a catchphrase.
It's history, yeah.
Yeah, you need one. It gets you popping.
I got one.
You're funny.
I'm an apple. I'm an apple.
I don't want you to be that.
I'm going to apple.
Don't be that.
I have yet to see a peach tree. Seriously, in Georgia.
Really?
I've never
they
seen
here.
A peach tree.
Yeah, they're. You wasn't looking. Would you know what a peach tree looked like if you saw it?
Hell no.
You done seen a peach tree.
Right.
Well, we're running out of time, so I want to thank all the online listeners for listening, man. We're here every Tuesday. We are broadcasting live out the Punchline now. I don't know if I announced that when we first got on air, but this is about to be a fun ride. So have a great week, man. Be positive. And I want to thank Kiana one more time for coming out.
Thank you for having me. And you know what? I appreciate I appreciate you just having me in the building. Your punchline.
And
if you guys are on social media, make sure you follow me. I'm Kiana Dancy on everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Periscope. Although I have not Periscoped in forever, but I'm going to get my life together. I'm going to do it soon. I'm the same thing, Kiana Dancy on everything. And that's also my website, KianaDancy.com.
Yeah, make sure y'all check her out on Facebook. Like, go to her and
my
Instagram
page is full. Go to Instagram.
It's full pictures, stars, people you see on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's true, though.
Well, yeah. How she get-
I know people.
She famous.
No, I know. And then the interesting thing is, like, I know these people. It's not something that, like,
you're
I'm
just walking up. Can I take a picture with
you? Right. And then I'm going to say this real quick, because I always say that I'm the most known unknown. And what I mean by that is, like, a lot of my friends are famous. So I'll be out with them, and everybody's like, oh, that's Eve. Oh, that's she with Lisa Wright. And then they'll be like, but who is she?
Right.
Who you? Who are? Talking about me. But, you know, it'll get to the point where my star will shine just as bright, honey.
Mm. I know. You planted the seed. It'll grow.
Right, it will. It will.
Grinding.
It will.
So until next week, everybody have a great week. And thanks for listening to Kino Trice Show. I messed up my name. Thanks for listening to Kino Trice Show. And we'll see
apple.
You next time.
Right. We're about to
give
it some
to
eat.
Georgia
Apple about to buy me some food.
Shoulders sideways. Smack it in the air. Let's move it back to side, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Shoulders sideways, smack it in the air. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. My
never see the edges, gingies. Sweating on my blowout. Sweating on my prestige. Trick about to go out. Mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you.